An old scandal rears its head.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. News of a corruption scandal is making headlines in Britain this morning. This involves a huge defense contractor, American banks, and a Saudi prince. Our correspondent Stephen Beer joins us from London. Stephen, what are the allegations here?
The BBC says that Britain's largest defense contractor, BAE Systems, paid hundreds of millions of dollars to a Saudi prince in connection with a massive $80 billion defense contract between BAE and Saudi Arabia. The Saudi prince is Bandar bin Sultan. He was Saudi Arabia's ambassador in Washington for 20 years. These funds, it is alleged, were paid through bank accounts in Washington to which he had access.
Now, this sounds kind of familiar, Stephen. It seems like there was some kind of investigation going on before, wasn't there?
Absolutely. This was a deal that was controversial for years. Last year, the British government stoked up the controversy further by scrapping an official British investigation. It was claimed the British government had come under commercial pressure from the Saudis, you know, drop this investigation or you won't get any more contracts from us.
Is there any involvement by the US in this situation?
There have been reports that the Department of Justice are beginning to take an interest in this case. And if these payments were indeed made through American bank accounts, that's clearly a matter of American jurisdiction. But there's a strong U.S. political interest in this case, too. BAE is the Pentagon's largest foreign supplier.
And where is this Saudi prince right now?
He, I believe, is back in Saudi Arabia, where he's doing a very high-powered job for the Saudi government, and is refusing to comment on any of these BBC allegations.
All right, Stephen Beard, our correspondent in London, thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Shares of BAE are down 1.5% in Europe so far. Concerns about interest rates has Wall Street on a two-day skid. The Dow lost 130 points to 13,465. The NASDAQ dropped 24 to 2587. The S&P 500 fell 13 to 1517. Asian stocks were mixed today. It's the same story in Europe early on. MasterCard holds its annual shareholder meeting today. Well, annual. It's only the second one. The company just went public a year ago. But so far, so good. MasterCard's stock has quadrupled since then. More now from Jill Barchet.
MasterCard is sitting on a $2.5 billion cash cushion. Kurt Straubecker is a consultant to the industry. He says more shoppers are swiping plastic instead of paying by cash or check.
Every year over the last 3 to 4 years, the industry growth in terms of the number of transactions have grown somewhere between 15 to 18%.
Each one of those transactions earns a fee for credit card companies like MasterCard. Now MasterCard executives say they want to go on a shopping spree of their own. Straubecker says they may be eyeing new technology.
Point of sale devices that would speed the point-of-sale transaction, that would be an excellent example of something that MasterCard would like to probably delve into.
Now Visa hopes to copy MasterCard's success on Wall Street. Visa plans to go public by early next year. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet from Marketplace.
Since a lot of people are skipping TV commercials with their TiVos, I guess companies are just going to make the shows themselves. Tonight, ABC debuts a new reality series sponsored by Gillette. Gillette helped conceive and create the show. It features NASCAR drivers teaching celebrities how to drive race cars. They'll be driving Gillette cars, of course.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, in recognition of graduates pursuing careers in health and science and the teachers who inspired them. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at Medtronic.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
Palestinians and Israelis were supposed to hold a summit today, but it's been called off. The Palestinian president says Israel hasn't done enough to reduce tensions between the two sides. Israel has had a tough time reducing tensions within its own borders, let alone with its neighbors. Take the nomadic Bedouin community. As Shia Levitt reports, women are bridging that divide most successfully.
30-year-old Sarah Abu Kaf lives in a small Bedouin village on the outskirts of the Israeli town of Beersheba. She is one of the few women in her village who leaves each day to work in the city. Abu Kaf is trying to hustle her kids out to school as she gets ready to head to her research and teaching job at Ben-Gurion University, where she's getting a PhD. Abu Kaf says she wants to be a role model for her children, and she's hoping to treat depression among Bedouins when she finishes her degree. It's only a half-hour drive to campus, but the city center and her community feel like different worlds. Her house has no regular electricity, so she uses a private generator a couple hours a night to run the TV, fridge, and computer. Since no public buses run in her village, Abu Kaf's husband drives her to work each day on unpaved, bumpy roads. Most of the few jobs open to Bedouins here are menial and not available to women. Abu Kaf says education helps women compete for skilled jobs.
More women are finishing high school than men. That means women will have more job opportunities in the future.
When Abu Kaf becomes the first Bedouin clinical psychologist in the region, she'll earn equal to or more than her husband. She says many women are anxious to earn income for their families.
No one wants to sit down and to wait for her husband to give her money or something. Everyone wants to be like, I want to take care of myself.
Traditionally, parents have spent more money on boys' education since girls marry out of the family. But that could change with the prospect of a two-income household. I'm Shia Levitt for Marketplace.
Okay, time for a pop quiz. Whose words are inscribed on the Statue of Liberty? Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. They're from a poem by Emma Lazarus, not Emma Goldman. We failed to catch that mistake in Robert Reich's commentary yesterday. Sorry about that. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.